All right, let's go ahead and get started here. We pray first, and then we'll jump right into this. Father Yahweh, we glorify you and we bless you for being Almighty Yah in our lives. We just praise you for wisdom, understanding, and how you lead and guide us in all truth. So we just we thank you for this lesson in advance, and we just pray that that we all leave from here desiring and also striving to be the greatest. In the name of Yahushua, we just pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I had a interesting conversation on yesterday, or last night, basically. I talked to a guy who, well, let me back up and say this. There has been a lot of people who have started preaching from from being a part of this church, and so there have been a lot of I'll say ministers or preachers, how do we want to put it, over the years, again, that has ended up becoming preachers from being a part of this ministry. And it reminded me, and I've told y'all this before, but it just reminded me of, confirmed, for lack of a better way to put it. It just confirmed some things, that Yah has gifted, me to be able to do. The scripture says, signs and wonders follow them that believe, and we know what that means in the contextual meaning of that passage. But the first message I ever preached, I think it was five. Five people came up and accepted their calling to preach. And again, like I said, over the years, I started the church by the leading of the Spirit of Yah, September 11th, 1994. And so we were 24 years old as a church. What was it, 3 days or something? Over a week. Last Monday, the church was actually 24 years old. So I've been pastoring this church for 24 years. So you get people that be like, especially what we're doing now, there are going to be people like, man, y'all just popped up overnight. No, we didn't pop up overnight. it's been 24 years of this. And I've been pastoring 24 years. I've been preaching 26 years. And so, a lot of preachers have come forth from the ministry in those years. I mean, a lot of them, and a lot of them are still, as far as I know, they're still preaching to this day. So that's a testament to what Yah is doing. I wish, it's just me now. I wish I had known what I know now. Been teaching them some things, but then at the same time, Yah does things when he's ready. And what we understand from the law of precept line upon line, he gives us understanding a little bit at times. So I had a conversation with one of these outfit ministers, for lack of a better word to put it. Disciples, however you want to put it. So I had a conversation with one of my disciples. And You know, the guy, you know, he started, again, started preaching, you know, at the church and different things like that. And so in our conversation, it was both funny and concerning at the same time. And this particular lesson tonight, I wanna deal with it so that all of you who are hearing this or will hear it will walk in understanding from what I'm about to say. There's a cliche that I say when I deal with you know, the church as a whole. I say it to the church as a whole, and I say it also to, again, the preachers, the ministers, the disciples, whatever you want to call them. I say this to them, and here's what it is. I always said my desire is that, you know, each one of you become greater than I. My desire is that each one of you become greater than I. You know, I desire that you understand the scriptures greater than I do. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just something that I desire. And then my perspective would always be, you know, there are some things that, you know, that I can, you know, that I'll teach you and you'll grow and you come back and teach me some things. That's always been my perspective over the years. And so this particular individual, he brought that up in our conversation. And he said, remember, he said, well, I think he left and went on, I think, around 2010, somewhere up in there, give or take, 2009, 2010, somewhere up in there. But he left before I started teaching Origin of a Great Nation in 2011. And it amazes me, this amazes me from two perspectives. And you guys, once I say it, you'll be able to relate to it also. And so I'm gonna give it by jumping away from this guy and going back to when I was born and raised in Honeybrook. You know, being born and raised in Honeybrook, being, you know, it's a small town, you know, wonderful place to grow up. At least when I was growing up there, it was just a wonderful place to grow up. There are a lot of good values that I have from growing up in that community. You know, there are a lot of things that I know how to do. A lot of skills that I have from growing up as a country boy. You know, I know how to hunt. I know how to, you know, I can survive. I ain't concerned about, you know, somebody say, man, what if they close all the stores down? Well, I'm gonna eat, man, because I know what to do. I used to hunt for a living, and, you know, it was feeding me all the time because, you know, I started telling them. He said, I had some potential serial killers kind of stuff working with me, you know, because I had gotten so accurate with a gun that birds wouldn't even fly in my neighborhood, because I was just, you know, I took it to another level and I started just killing stuff for a hobby. You know, it was kind of like, you know, going out to hunt every day, you know, and I was accurate, man. I could shoot all kinds of stuff, and people don't believe the stuff that I tell them, how well I can shoot, but it's the truth, man. I would shoot flies off walls, man. I take my Pentagon and I shoot a fly off a wall. I shoot antennas on cars, man, from a distance. accurate. I mean, I can do these things, and so a bird or something like that, a bird or rabbit, anything like that didn't have a chance around me because I was going to shoot it and kill it. And I could hit things from long distance. I mean, easy. And so I learned these skills and things like that. And so growing up there and then moving away from there, when I went back, people have a tendency, and when I'm about to say you have the same mindset concerning one of my disciples, I just call them that. People have a tendency to think that the way that you were when you left something is the way that you still are, you know. And so I would be amazed to see some of the people talk about some of the things, you know, when I was growing up as if I still did those things or still think that way. And a lot of them, you know, came to the understanding, no, this is a different person. Well, this particular disciple of mine, he told me, he said, I have to admit, you know, what I understand in the scriptures, he said, is because of being, you know, a part of the ministry all of the years. He said, and I learned a lot. He said, but what I did, he said, you know, once I left the church, he said, I started to study myself and I have an understanding of the scriptures. And basically what he told me in so many words was I understand the scriptures greater than you do now. You know, what you taught me, I now have become greater than you. And there are some things that I understand about the scriptures that I don't even understand. And that's the part that was both hilarious and concerning. And when I went on to say, I said, well, first of all, what you understand is in reference to who we are as a nation. And because you left at the time frame you did, you went and got that understanding from somewhere else and didn't know you was going to come into that knowledge less than a year or maybe a year or so later. But since you came into the knowledge, not being aware that we taught on it for 3 years straight and then have been continuing to stay along the veins of that because you can't teach the scriptures without it now. You think that we're still the same. We're still the same from the perspective of where we were, where we were when you, when you left. But what Yah showed me is that all he had come into is a knowledge of who we were as people. And because of that, he felt that his knowledge of the scripture was superior. Well, knowing who we are as a people doesn't put the standard for knowing the scriptures greater. And so, go ahead, son.
I just had a comment. That just shows that the mindset of how people think in general, that when I leave your presence, you don't change from when I left your presence.
Right.
You can't know what I learned since the last time, you know, I was in your presence.
Yeah.
Make that assumption. And,
right. You're exactly right. You know, so being back to 100 old, here was, you know, 20, 30, you know, 40 years later, you know, I go home and people still think you're the same teenager. You know, I'll be like, hey, dude, you know, I'm like a grandfather now, you know. Just because you still sit on the tree and drink beer don't mean that I'm still the same person who will watch you drink beer under the tree. You know, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, we started out communicating, you know, chatting. And then, you know, I said, you know, just call me. And so it was like, the mindset was like, okay, you know, why should I call you? Because, you know, his mindset was like, you have nothing to offer me, so why should I call you? So, you know, long story short, he ended up calling me. And after about an hour of conversation, well, he realized he was in deep water and didn't have no depth to it. And And so what I went on to tell him was, and this is what I want to talk to you about. I said, when I made a statement, I said there is a concealed truth that I don't add to that, because that concealed truth has to be revealed by Yah. Well, you know how the Savior said to his disciples, he said, to you is given to know, but them, those who are without or are not connected, it's not given to them to know. So there are things that I share with you because it's given to you to know because of your connection. Okay? There are people who I won't share this kind of information with because I don't care either way. Except because it's not given to them to know. So there are certain people that I don't waste my time trying to impart information in because it's just not given to them to know. Okay? So that said, we'll go into Mark chapter 9, and then I'll reveal to you what I shared with him so that you can have the same understanding and walk accordingly. Let me see where we're start here. Okay, we'll start at verse 33. We'll start at verse 33. Okay. Verse 33 says, and he came to Capernaum, and being in the house now, well, let me just go back to verse 31. Just start verse 31. It says, for he taught his disciples, so we know this is Christ here. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. Well, y'all know we dealt with that. But they understood not that saying and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? Question. But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. Okay. So that's what they were disputing about in the way. Verse 35 said, he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. Okay? If any man desire to be first. Now, we'll look at the word first, because it does have association with greatest, okay? So what he says in verse 35, he says, if any man desire to be first, when you look at that, it says foremost, but it says in time, place, order, or importance. The best. If anyone desires to be the best, if anyone desire to be the chiefest, the head of it all, he says, if anyone desires this, he says, if any man desire to be the greatest, okay, he said, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. So the mindset that the kingdom has from the perspective of greatness is the opposite of the world standard. You know, people want to be great because it brings decision to themselves. Okay? And this is what I began to teach one of my disciples. I was like, okay, yeah, I made the statement, but there is a hidden truth associated with that statement. When I said that, I didn't reveal a hidden truth that I'm revealing to you now. Thus, I'm revealing to all of you now. That greatness is the opposite of what the world would classify as greatness. Because in the world standard, greatness, people do everything for. You know, I was always amazed with why they always wanted to give Michael Jordan the car because he was the MVP. And I'm like, he got multi-millions. Last thing he needed is for you to give him a car. But that's the mindset of the people. They're always, from the world's perspective, they're always want to do something for someone that they consider great. But when you're great, everybody opens doors for you. Now, there's nothing wrong with being polite and opening doors. But I'm saying there is a world mindset of greatness where everybody is out to serve that individual. Everybody's trying to get to the door. You know, I remember back in the day, preachers used to tell me when I used to show up, they'd invite me to their church to preach, and they would ask me, you know, where's your armor bearer? You know, the armor bearer, they call them somebody who carry your briefcase and your Bible, you know, and you know, pop the top on your water so that you can drink it. I mean, you know, just being, serving that individual. And there's nothing wrong with being a servant, but I'm saying the mindset from a world perspective, if your great people always are the one who is being served. But in the kingdom, Christ pointed out that the greatest of all is when they become the last of all. The greatest of all is when they become a servant of all. So what I was telling my disciples is, look, when I told you that I wanted you to be, that I wanted each one of you to be greater than me, that in itself reveals my greatness. Because I put all of you in here to me. My desire, this is my heart's desire. I desire for all of you to walk in greater understanding than me. I desire for all of you to be greater than I am. But at the same time, that's the hidden secret to greatness. In the kingdom, greatness want to be last. Greatness want to serve more than everybody. Greatness is always looking, you know, man, I got to tell her on Mama Coco. I just saw her in the spirit when I got to that point, because when she was up at the building, she was teasing me about some things, and I'm not going to tell you, you know, we was talking about something that had to do with the building, and that was just, you know, between me and her. But one of the things that, you know, I was teasing her about, I was like, man, I said, you know, certain things you got to do, man, you know. And so we were laughing about it. And she made this statement. She said, you know what? She said, there's a saying, she said, and that's what I find myself doing. In other words, whatever you can find yourself to do, whatever you can put your hands to, do it. What makes a person great is not that they're told what to do and go do it. As far as the kingdom is concerned, what makes a person great in the kingdom is because they're always looking for something to do. They're always looking to serve. They're always looking to put other people more important than they are. That's the problem with most preachers, because preachers always look to be first. They want to be third. They want to be this. You know, they want to be that. You know, churches often say, you know, every time you have a, you know, a church member that get in a situation for whatever reason or another, they got to check out the tithe roll and all this kind of stuff to make a determination if they're going to help. because it's all about if you're not serving us, then we're not going to be we're not going to pass it forward. But greatness is just concerned about the well-being of people. And so what I told my disciples is this, I said, you know what? I said, now, I want you to be greater than I am. But the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to serve. You're going to have to think. You're going to have to think greater than I think in order to become greater. You can't just become greater because that's my desire for you and because you think you got a little bit better understanding of some scriptures. Now that makes you greater, because that's not the key to greatness. The key to greatness is you want somebody to be greater than you. That's the hidden secret to it. Great people are servants. We king. When someone does something only because it's convenient, man, you're least in the kingdom. Great people always looking for something to put their hands to. Whatsoever can be done, great people look for the opportunity to do. I'm talking kingdom talk now. On the other hand, those who think they're great in the world, they're looking for the opportunity to be served. And that's why people get so disappointed is because the media is not paying attention to me. And since the media is not paying attention to me, I must not be great anymore. That's why all of these celebrities are looking, paparazzi? How do the paparazzi always know where they're going to be? There you go. Because they're looking to be photoed. They're looking to be praised. They're looking to be part of the media because that's how they identify greatness by how they're being served. But you never see any one of them standing in front of a soup line serving people. When you do see something like that, it's just a photo op, and they'll serve one person to take the photo, and then they're gone by their business. That's the difference between the kingdom and the world perspective of greatness. And so here you had these disciples sitting around as his fruit, because, you know, Christ tells them he's going to have to die, you know? And he didn't get it out of his mouth good enough before they started disputing about who was going to be the one to replace it. See, a person whose mindset is from a perspective of being a servant, they're not looking to replace anyone. They're just looking to serve. People don't have to crumble in order to. You'd be surprised how many preachers I've run into over the years that talked about the failure of another preacher in order to establish their rise. I've even heard some preachers over the years tell me, young man, when Bishop such and such fall, man, you know, God said he was going to raise me up. I'd be like, why he got to fall for you to raise up? What is this kind of like a pecking order, and it's like the next best thing? Kind of, man, why don't you just do what you do? But that's the mindset of people. Because verse 35 points out, he tells the disciples, so I'm telling you, as members of this body, members of United Ministries, I'm telling you, all of you, my desire for all of you is to be greater than me. And there's only one way you're going to be able to accomplish that. You have to serve. And you have to serve to the best of your ability. Because when it comes down to the kingdom of Yah, there is no great people in the kingdom unless they are servants. And you can't just serve But your mindset got to be, I got to serve everybody more than everybody. Now, that's not a, that, I'm just giving you a mindset so that you can understand what I mean. Don't take on the mindset that like, I got to make sure I'm doing more than everybody. Your heart has got to be whatever I put my hands to. Let me do it. Let me make sure that my hand is to something. Every day, I'm telling you my secret. Every day, I get up looking to serve. I'm not competing with anybody because what I understand about lawn boys is nobody is greater at being lawn boys than lawn boys. Now, I have a problem if I try to be greater than Allen being Allen. I think he gonna whoop me up pretty good on that. Because only Allen can be Allen. And only Lung can be Lung. Each one of you are beautifully and wonderfully made. And there's something that God is putting each one of you that is designed to serve him to the best of your ability, and you operate in that is what makes you great. So, what I'm getting my disciple to understand was this. Your greatness is you becoming who you've been called to be. Instead of comparing your greatness to thinking that you're a greater preacher than me. Because can't nobody be me being me. And if you get on the same page with Yah, nobody will beat you being who you are. Because all of us have been given a gift by Yah to do something specific. And that's why we always say, man, just stay in your lane. That's why I stay in my lane, man. I ain't trying to figure out. I'm not trying to figure out how to be great in somebody else's lane. I'm just trying to be greater when y'all call me to do, and the only way I can do that is to be a servant of all. So just keep serving. Keep serving. You got great ambitions. You know, again, when Mama goes to the same, on yesterday, man, I just find my hands to do something. I just put my hand to it. I'm the same way. I sometimes they run me away from the building because before you know it, I'll be up there put grabbing studs, trying to hang them up, whatever. Like, well, you get out of the way. Because I just like to be a part of service. Everybody, we got me to do that. You don't have to do that. Why don't you say, look, make me better. Look, you're the boss. Why are the boss doing this? Sit down. Man, I just like to do, man. I see stuff going on, and I'm excited, man. I want to get in here and do some stuff, too. You know, okay, well, do some stuff by getting out of our way, you know. And so I wanted to share that with you so that all of us can take on the same mindset. You know, so what I said to him, again, was this, and I'm just gonna read it because not only, you know, I said it, but I also sent it to him to have it. I put, my greatness is because I desire for you to be greater. That's the key to greatness. You become last. My desire is for each one of you to become greater than me. That's my desire. Well, that's what makes me great. I would rather you be more successful in every facet of the kingdom than I am. So I had to let him know the true perspective on greatness. So I said, my greatness is because I desire for you to be greater. Therefore, I put myself last and I serve you all. You know, I said, when you walk in that mindset, then you will be greater. Because greatness is not because you can open up a book and write it and divide the word of truth. and be able to quote a passage better than someone else. What makes a person great based upon the kingdom is his willingness to serve the person, although he understands the scripture great. So you took a saying, and your pride won't allow you to see the truth. Because if he had allowed you to see the truth, then you would not have been calling your master back. He's my disciple. So that make me his master, his Lord, according to scripture now, understanding of it. Okay? So my perspective was, if you had understood it the way that I said it and meant it, then you would, at this time, not be coming across as having the nerve to tell the person who taught you that you great on that. And after about an hour just listening, he realized that, man, I ain't nowhere close, so let me ask you this. Because as Elder pointed out, his mindset was, everything stopped for them when I left. Isn't it amazing how people think your life stopped once they're out of it? To somebody in your life, there's no way they're going to survive now. I am their life support. And since I am no longer in their lives, there's no way that they can make it. They cannot make it without me because I'm great. You'd be surprised how many people say that about you. I wouldn't dare have the nerve enough to think that because I'm in a person's life or not, it's going to determine their success. If Yah is first in his life. Okay. Now, having said that, there's also balance. There's also balance to this thing. The same way as the children of Israel would not have come out if God hadn't used Moses. The same way we would not have access to the Father if the Son had not been obedient. There are perspectives on certain things whereby God chooses vessels where he called them to do something specific, and it is what it is. But all of those people who y'all call from that perspective, if you notice, they just like what the scripture says in verse 35. Moses served the whole nation. He always put them first. Christ died on the cross for mankind. He put us first. When you look at all these types of people that are great from the perspective of the kingdom, y'all always led them to put people before themselves. So, in reality, and I'm going to say this in reality, the fact that he left when he did, it actually caused them losing ground. Because the mindset that he currently has is not a mindset that I taught. And so it's vitally important for each one of us to understand. Remember from this day forth, your greatness is determined by how much you serve people. We're putting that remnant center together to serve people. That's why our ministry is great. That is a place that is specifically being designed to serve. Every inch of it is being designed to serve. So each one of you now have to take that mindset and go into that place. I mean, it's coming along. Everything's looking really nice, too. still got a ways to go, so y'all stay faithful. I know you will. But each one of you has to take on the mindset, no matter what it is, you have to take on the mindset that people will be coming in here so that I can serve. It's not your time to shine when we go in there. Did y'all hear that just saying it? It's not our time to shine when we go in there. It's our time to be the foundation whereby people can stand up on and shine. Remember we laughed? Okay? And so each one of you got to have that mindset. So every time you go there, every time you deal with anything as far as ministry is concerned, have the I am glad and I am willing to serve mindset. In every facet of it. If your approach is, I'm going to do this for me, wrong place to be. That was the reason why I get up each day. I oversee the project. I deal with a lot of things on a daily basis. A whole lot of things that I don't even discuss with y'all. A lot of facets to this year. The reason why I do it on a daily basis and I'm passionate about doing it is because I love serving. It's when I feel at my best when I'm serving. Okay. I always approach whatever I do in life to cause that individual to come out on the best end of the deal. And just thank you for all of us. Not saying that we're not. We're just encouraging all of us to do that. All of us take on that mentality. Man, we're going to see some successes happen like never before because everybody have that mindset. I don't care what it is. My desire is you first. I always have y'all in mind all the time. I don't care what's going on, how it's looking, whichever circumstance it is, I always have y'all in mind first. Y'all my first priority. I'd rather put myself in a bad situation than to leave y'all in a bad situation. I can't help it. I can't see it any other kind of way. If somebody got to suffer, let it be me. If somebody got to lose out, let it be me. If somebody has to miss out on something, if somebody has to be done wrong, I choose myself. I'd rather it be me than you. That's what God has put in me. He put in me to desire. So when I say that I desire for you to be greater than I, that's not just a cliche. That's my mindset. That's how I actually feel. God put it in there. Well, guess whose mind that is? It is. Because God chose us as a people who were nothing. Made us his people. Then he turned around and sent his son and redeemed the whole world who were his enemy. God is that way. So anytime you run into somebody whose sole purpose is me, 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 I'm doing it for me. I got to ask me. You know, I want this. I want this success. I want. That is somebody who y'all said will be last. In actuality. Again, I desire for all of you to be great. But the only way that takes place is you have to serve. Whatever you do, I don't care what it is. Whatever it is that you do, do it from a servant mentality. don't do it because, let me do this. Let me do this. You're going through the motion. That mindset always put us, from y'all's perspective, last. And y'all said, I examine all the work. And every work I examine, I destroy that work because it wasn't for me. It was all about that world mindset of wanting to be this and that and important and things like that. And I have to use myself as an example because, you know, it just is what it is. All of you who know me, you know that in a lot of settings, I kind of get behind the scenes when they're shining the most, taking place. We had a lot of things that was going on in, a lot of things been going on, you know, when we used to, especially with the Honey Grove quite a bit. We put on events and people wouldn't even know that I was the president of Project United. People didn't know that the plan, you know, was the overseer of the plan. They didn't know it was me because I'd be on the back row. And as I was sitting at the back, people looking back at me saying, who is this? Who is this guy over here in the corner? I have nothing for something to do, man. Have that mindset, okay? Be a disciple that loves Yah and His Son and are willing to move by His Spirit with the compassion to serve people to the point to where in everything you do, have other people in mind. I'm going to say this bit up to if y'all have anything. If a ship was sinking and there was only one seat left in the boat, who would you put in? Save you, or would you put somebody else before you? That's a hard thing. I can answer that question with ease, because it's how I live. I put somebody else in that seat because I just believe by faith that if I put somebody first, y'all gonna always take care of me. So if I had an opportunity to save myself or save you, I'd save you. Because my trust is in Yah. And since my trust is in Yah, whatever my faith is, I'm ready. Whosoever saved his life will lose it. Whoever will lose his life shall save it. It's just a kingdom principle that we all have to understand. Everybody, and I'm saying everybody as a general perspective, not saying each one of you as an individual, but everybody is looking to save themselves. Everybody's out to accomplish what's important to them. Very few people are willing to put their lives on the back burner. Because they are always their priority. In closing, read the scripture again. Oh, he's back. Read the scripture again, and I'm through. Verse 35, it says, he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man, if any of us, if any man desire to be the chiefest, you want to be the most important, that same shall be last of all and servant of all. Okay. Describe the word last again. We'll define it. The word last means farthest, final, waste of time, or the most lowest. Okay. So be the last of all and then the servant. Okay. Like I said, to run errands. To run on errands. And so I want you to, as we close, I mean, just kind of think about what we discussed. Do a serious self-examination and say, man, do I have the mindset to serve? Or do I have the mindset to be served? What is my approach to everything I do? Do I approach everything with me in mind? Or do I approach it with people in mind? And if you don't approach it with people in mind, then, you know, be honest and just go to Yah and say, it's between you and Yah. Go to Yah and say, hey, look. Look, I just found out today the proper way of how I should think. And I need your help. Because, y'all, I can't serve people without you leading and guiding me and all these things and keeping my focus on that. I can't do it. You know, that's one thing I always ask y'all to do. I mean, y'all, just help me. Just help me to be all that you call me to be, because I can't do this on my own. I can't be that vessel that you call me to be. I can't walk in your perfect will unless you help me. Okay? Well, that's all I have. Any questions, comments, anything? We good? You got anything else? Good. So, y'all remember that. Find yourself something to put your hands to. And don't let it be your stuff all the time. Okay? Father, y'all, we bless your name. We just glorify you for just bringing us into this understanding. We desire to serve. We ask you just to lead us in the whole process. We don't know all these things. Yeah, we don't know how to serve in the areas that's necessary. The one thing we do know is that you can lead us. We make ourselves available so that can be the case. And we glorify you in advance for all the wonderful doors you lead us to so that we can serve all and be the least of all in order to glorify you most of all. And thanks for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen.